We continue while learning the Nishmas Tavei B'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Petchov Suliyo. We are in Kelim Perichov of Mishnah Aleph. The list of Kelim that we're going to have in the beginning of the Mishnah all have the general rule, as the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Mitamin Umitaharin Shelo Be'uman. Where we say that these Kelim have the same halacha in that they become Tameh or become Tahor without an Uman, without a craftsman. The point we're making here is that all of these, as the Bar Tanura says, Dechalhani Yesh Lehem Ritzuos. The list we're going to have in a moment, all of these have straps. Then tzarech lakash run, and you don't really have to tie the straps. Elamoteach berutzuos venizgarim mealan. You pull on the string; it's a drawstring, and they close up like you have on different pouches, purses, pants. Vechein iftachin mealan al de rutzuos acheros, and they can open as well. And here he says through maybe other straps. Shemosha b'chem, will you pull upon them? Kein shostin likiseinu likisim bimkomein, like we have. He says the Bartender says in Italy, where we have certain purses that we use these drawstrings to pull open and to close. Vimhutru osan rutsuos, deshuv ein ruuyin liskor v'liftoach tehorim. And if, let's say, these rutsuos, hutru means they're untied, and now you can't close it anymore or open it anymore, so then this kli no longer has the status of, is no longer susceptible to tumah. So that's a basic introduction. So the first on this list is what's called a sandal imki. Amek, maybe from the word valley, or maybe imki is the name of a place. It's a particular sandal. Vikishel shnatzos, which is a purse, similar to that sandal. In what way? So it's the same idea. We're talking about a piece of leather, and a person, in this case, take you the sandal. Person would put his foot on a piece of leather, and they just pull the two ends of the drawstring and pull them tight, and then everything bunches together, and this surrounds his foot. So what happens? So that's so now it has the status of a kli. How do you open the sandal? So whatever those edges that came together, that were bunched together because you pulled the drawstring, so then you pull them apart. And then you pull the strings that are maybe on the other side, and that unties them. So what this is saying is, without a drawstring, this sandal imki wouldn't be makabel tumah at all, because it's not a shoe; it's just a piece of leather. Once you put the string inside, the drawstring inside, so it becomes makabel, susceptible to tumah, and that would be true even if you don't pull it tight just yet. The mere fact that it has a string in there, so it doesn't have a clay kibbol, but nonetheless, it's like a clay kibbol. It's that's the way it's made, and when you close it, since it potentially can become closed, it has the like almost like a form of a clay, and therefore it's makabel tumah. So that's the sandal imki, and the same thing is true with the drawstring for this purse. Also, it's a flat piece of leather that has drawstrings that you put in loops. And then if you want to close it, so you pull the ends of the drawstrings. And that's how you open it. And then you can it bunches together. And then you can loosen it as well. Rabbi Yehuda puts another kli on this list, where once again, the list of kalim that have become tameh or become Torah, lose their status even without a professional being involved. Rabbi Yomer Afkafif of Mitzras. This is a, we've had this in the past. This is a basket that you make from palm branches. Think about the bottom, the lulav holder. So you have strips that you used for basket weaving, and you make this kafif. You make this basket from a flat piece of woven a material that was made out of palm strips, and it has drawstrings also. And you how do you close the basket? You pull those together. So Yehuda puts that on this list as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Alomi, he puts another one on the list. Af sandal ladiki kayote behen. Ladiki is the name of a place. A sandal from there as well, he says, should also be on this list. And what is it? And what's the halacha regarding all of these items? Hare elu mitamin umitaharin shalo be'uman. They become susceptible to tumah once you put the drawstrings in, and that can be inserted by a non-professional. Now professionals obviously would do it in a better way. They're skilled in order to make sure that this is going to function in the best possible way. But a lav dafka, you don't necessarily need a professional to do that. Once you put a drawstring in, even though you didn't close it, it's still a flat piece of leather with a drawstring. Nonetheless, it's a kabel tuma. And if you remove the drawstring, so that also doesn't have to be done by a professional, then it's no longer mekabel tuma, and that's when it means harelu mitamin umitar in shaloba umar. Of course, the fact that the Tanakhama didn't put the Kfifa Mitzris on this list, or and only Rabbi Yehuda did, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel added on the Sandal Lodiki, apparently those who didn't put those on the list would claim that it cannot be done without without an Uman. Uman is the one who's going to be in charge. A professional will be in charge of whether this has the status of a Kli or loses the status of the Kli. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with all of this. Follow Kola Kalim Mitamin Umitarin Shalob Uman. I disagree. I think every Kli that we're discussing, he says to say that a Kli becomes susceptible to Tumah and takes on the status of a Kli or loses the status of the Kli only through a professional, except for the one for the list that we have, is not true. Any Kli that's prepared by a non-professional does not only those four Kalim that we have listed, assuming that it can function as some type of receptacle, as these are, or it closes up, so that becomes Tamei and Tahor without a professional. Doesn't matter what Kli it is. So what's unique about this list is, I'll tell you what's unique about this list. Aval Elu Afal Pi Shehein Mutarin Tameim. What he's saying is that what makes this list, the unique, the Sandal Imki, the Kishel Shnatzos, etc., is that not that if a non-professional, non-uman, puts the drawstrings in, makes them susceptible to tuma. That's not what it means. What it means is that if, let's say, the drawstrings are taken out, they remain susceptible to tuma. Why? Because you can repair them very easily. Why? Because the head yod can put them back in. That's the point where a non-professional plays a role. If they were taken out, then, and he actually explains that. He says, afal elu, these on this list, afal bishen mutarin, even though they're untied. So we said that, tying them, they're putting the drawstrings in, taking them out, that can be done by a non-professional. That was all the Tanakhama. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is like this, that wouldn't be true when it comes to any Kli. It can become a Kli or not a Kli through a non-professional. But here what we're pointing at is that even if you would remove the drawstring, he would say it's still mekabel tuma. What do you mean it's not? Why is that? Shahed yochol achzirim. Because even a lay person, a non-professional, they don't need an uman in order to put it back in. So that's why these kalim are unique. Lo amu ela b'chfifa mitzris sha'afa uman eni yachol achzira. He says, but what is an exception? An exception to this rule is the kfifa mitzvah, which Rabbi Yehuda happened to mention, right? Which was that palm strip basket. If those strings, the drawstrings, are removed, so then the Kondrab Shim Gamliel, the Sandal Ladiki, there Rabbi Yossi would say, if you remove the drawstrings, then now they're no longer Mekabel Tuma. And that's because putting the drawstrings back in, it cannot be done not only by a head yot, even a professional craftsman will have difficulty putting them back in and repairing them. There are certain people who have the ability to do so, but not every woman is able to do so. So Rabbi Yossi is telling us is like this. This list that you have here has nothing to do with they're unique, that a non-professional makes them into a Kli or takes them away from the status of a Kli. Now, that's true regarding anything. What's unique about these items is the fact that if you remove the string, since a head yot, a regular person, could have put it back in, they retain their status of tuma, even though the string is not there, and it's just a flat piece of leather in front of you. What is unique? What should not be on that list? And this is the kefifa mitzris. Kefifa mitzris, that's something that it's very difficult. So there, if you take out the drawstring, then in fact it's Torah. It's not mekabel tuma anymore, because it's not simple to put it back together. Perichavav Mishnabes. Kishel Shanatzos Shenitlu Shanatzov. So we had this on that list in the previous Mishnah. That was one of the things, was this purse of Shanatzos, which had drawstrings. So here it says that the drawstrings have been removed. Tameh, the kiss remains Tameh. Now that seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, because according to the Tanakhama, that was one of the examples of something that when a non-professional takes out the drawstrings, it's not Mekabel Tumah anymore, because it's just a flat piece of leather. And here it says it's Tameh. So some of Farshim say that this doesn't only have to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. What this Mishnah could be saying is if you have a kishel shenatzos and the drawstrings were removed, but it's still attached, it's still sewn in to the edge of the person. Maybe that they pulled out of their loops, but the drawstring is still attached to the purse itself, because it's been sewn in. So that's when the Mishnah says that it's tummy, it's still makabel tumah, it doesn't lose its status of a kli, and even maybe the Tanakhama from the previous Mishnah would agree with that. Nifshat, but let's say it's flattened out. So says the Mishnah, and this would be true even if it has its drawstring there in the loops, whatever it may be, but it's now nifshat, it's completely flat. You see that whatever creases it may have had when it formed a kli, when you closed it, it's no longer. It looks like it's been open for a long period of time. So that's what nifshad means, like flaying, making it completely flat to spread something out is nifshad. So then tahor, then it's not makabel tumah anymore because it doesn't have any base kibul. It doesn't even look like it had a base kibul. It doesn't look like it has a form of a kli at all. Tala alaves hamat lace milamaton tumah. Here it says a person took a patch, a leather patch, and he sewed it into the bottom of the purse. And that was while it was closed with the drawstrings. He put this thing on at the bottom, so it has this reinforcement. And that would mean that even if you undo the purse and make it flat, so this, it can't be completely flat because the bottom, because there's a piece, there's a patch underneath it that's going to keep it in place. Bar Tanura says, "Diderech hakisim machnisim or katan bein atfira ukshe poshto." When you open it up, nishar oso ha'or, that piece of leather remains. So even though the inner piece is open and flat, it's not completely flat because there's a patch underneath it keeping it shape. V'lo batel kibulo. Its receptacle is really never nullified completely, and therefore, if talav es hamatleis, you attach this patch of leather underneath it, milamaton tumah, it still retains its status of tumah, even if the string is out and it's flattened up and it flattened somewhat because of the patch that's underneath it. Kiss, lusoch, kiss. Shenitma echad mehen b'mashke. Lo nitma chaver. If you have one purse within another purse, one leather purse within another purse. So we say if one became tameh with mashkim, the other one does not become tameh. Remember, this is mashkim tameh. Same halacha we know. Or think about the rova and the chatzi rova we had in the past. Why is this? Because if you have a tameh d'oraisa like a sheretz that touched one part of the kli, the other part of the kli becomes tameh. But it's only tameh d'rabanan. So here we say if one kiss is within it, one purse within another purse, if one of them becomes tameh from mashkim tameh, the other one does not become tameh. Tzror ha-margolis tameh. Tzror is a wrap of a margolis, of a gem, of a diamond. What do you do? So the Bar Tanur tells you, manichin margolis besoch, or you put a gem, a precious gem, within a piece of leather, yoshimu rasham, so that it's guarded there. Vikoshimo, so when you tie it up, kshemotzian ha-margolis nishara or kamo kis achi yitrach v'yifshat. And when you take it out, you keep it in there for a long period of time. So when you open it up to take out the gem, you see that the piece of leather is not really flat. It still has the creases. It still has somewhat of a form of a shape of a kli, even though you opened it up, until you really work at it to flatten it out. Why is that? Because the margolis gave it a shape. She'amda yomim rabim, and it's rar. It was bound up in there for many days. So therefore, the tzur ha-margolis, the Mishnah says, is tameh. And it's tummy, even though you the diamond has been removed. Of course, when the diamond gem is inside, it's a kli. It's closed, whatever, it's keeping it inside. But even when you take the diamond out, because it still has the form of a kli, because it's been surrounded with it, bound up for so long, so therefore that leather is still mekabel tumah. Tzur ha-ma'os. What about, though, if you have something, a wrap of leather that binds coins, that's a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Mitame, he says it's no different than the margolis. He feels that it still maintains It's a certain form, even though money is used a lot more than a gem. A gem you keep their clothes kept for a long period of time. So the creases and the form of a kli will remain in the leather even when you take it out. Money. So Bar Tuna gives the famous line, "Mishim lahotza nitnu." We have that phrase when it comes to money. Money is not like an object given to someone to guard or to deposit. Money is meant to be spent. You're not expected to return the money that you borrowed to return the same coins that you borrowed. Milve lahotza nitna. Money is or alone is just meant to be spent. Same thing. You have coins there that are bound up in a piece of leather. The likelihood is that you're opening and closing that piece a lot, and it may lose the form of a kli. It never really bunches together to the extent where it has the form of a kli. And therefore, the Chachamim Amitarin, they say if the coins are not inside, it's not Mekabel Tuma. But Rabbi Eliezer believes that we treat the Tzrur Hamos of money, of coins, similar to the Tzrur HaMargolis, that of the gem.